What is up, you guys? This is Ryan Marinholtz here for the Mile High Flight Show with a quick recap of the Broncos-Panthers game on Sunday. Let's jump right into it. The Broncos got the ball first, hoping to break the trend of slow offensive starts, but unfortunately, on just the third play of the game, Panthers defensive lineman Shai Tuttle forced a fumble on Lil Jordan Humphrey, giving a desperate Panthers team some much-needed early momentum and great field position. The Broncos D seemed to be caught off guard, as Bryce Young, starting for the first time since Week 2, looked confident and drove the Panthers down for the opening touchdown to rookie Xavier Leggett. After the Panthers made it a quick 7-0 game, Bo Nix led the Broncos offense back onto the field, looking solid, moving the ball down past the 50, before stalling on third down as the Panthers forced a covered sack, bringing Denver out of field goal range and swinging the momentum even further in Carolina's favor. At this point in the game for the Broncos, it looked like many I've seen before. Come into a game against a team you're supposed to beat, and instead find a way to beat themselves with mistakes. However, the NFL is a momentum game, and with the Broncos' drive stalling at midfield, Riley Dixon delivered a beautiful punt as the coverage ran down and made a great play to keep it out of the end zone and down it at the one, stealing some momentum back and setting up the Panthers' offense and their young QB in a tough position. The new-look Orange Crush took full advantage of the opportunity, forcing a quick three and out and giving the offense another chance to get back into it. And this time, the offense would pay it off, closing out the first quarter with a 38-yard play-action pass to Adam Trautman, bringing it into the red zone. After a first down and some nice quick passes to keep the chains moving, Bo would roll out to his left on third and goal and hit Nate Adkins for his first career touchdown on National Tight End Day, no less, and tie up the game. Something I loved to see was the complementary football being played. So often in the last decade for the Broncos, the defense or special teams would make plays and set the offense up with good opportunities, but they just could not pay them off. And not only that, but would often immediately turn the ball over or go three and out, forcing the defense right back onto the field. In this game, however, the offense was able to match that energy, taking the gift from the defense and special teams and turning it into points. From there, with the momentum swung back in their favor, the Broncos dominated. The offense looked in rhythm, running the ball effectively enough, with Bo hitting quick timing routes for short yardage, setting up deeper passes down the field, with Cortland Sutton getting targeted often after not having a catch last week against the Saints. And as we mentioned in our State of the Season episode, a huge issue for Bo Nix so far has been his footwork leading into his throws, where previously it's been erratic and inconsistent, leading to inaccurate passes in clean pockets, and on occasions, turnovers. All that changed in this game, though, and this drive was a perfect example of that. After a methodical start, he hit three big intermediate passes with fantastic footwork, and voila, his throws hit the receivers in the perfect spot each time, finishing it off with a nasty 19-yard throw over the linebacker's head as Adam Trautman, already having himself a game, snatched it out of the air with one hand for a touchdown, which he would later attribute to a new pair of gloves. The Broncos would continue their onslaught to close out the first half, getting a fourth down stop leading to a Bo Nix goal line sneak to make it 21-7 before getting their last touchdown of the day on a quick checkdown to Jaleel McLaughlin, who won the race to the sideline and snuck it in early in the third quarter. From there, the scoring came to a halt for both teams, despite aggressive play calling on both sides and a couple chances for the Broncos, with them going for and failing to pick up a fourth down in field goal position, as well as putting together a solid drive before Cortland Sutton fumbled the ball at the goal line to finish the day for the Broncos offense, unfortunately bookending an otherwise great game with wide receiver fumbles, something that Sean Payton was very upset about in the post-game press conference, implying that if those mistakes aren't cleaned up, the team could look in another direction at wide receiver. The Panthers were able to feed off of that momentum and go down for a consolation touchdown, making it 14-28 with just seconds left in the game. After the game finished, Carolina cornerback J.C. Horn confronted Sean Payton about the fact that the Broncos continue to be aggressive despite having the game well in hand, accusing him of running up the score. And my opinion will always be, if you don't want them to score on you, stop them. I think it's silly to expect professional competitors to ease off the gas just because they're dominating you. And frankly, I think that kind of mindset is what keeps struggling teams struggling. Despite the embarrassment of the Broncos-Dolphins 20-70 game last year, Vance Joseph and the defense took ownership of their awful performance and came back stronger the rest of the season, carrying that momentum into this year as one of the best defenses in the league, rather than crying about how the Dolphins poured it on them. I personally love that Sean Payton and his coaching staff have brought that energy to this team that in previous years would have wallowed in such a loss and allowed it to snowball. And the change in team culture is tangible because of it. These Broncos have a bitter taste in their mouth when they lose, and they have a drive to correct the ship as soon as possible. As for the continued aggression, I can see arguments for both sides. The Broncos had every opportunity to run some clock and reward their defense by keeping them off the field, and close out the game the traditional way. But with the game that Bo Nix had today and how he was slinging the ball around the field confidently and accurately, I love the decision from Sean Payton to let him soak in that feeling and keep the flow going until the end. I think it's a great experience for Bo to have, and I hope that it can contribute to his continued growth as a player week to week. Overall, this was a fantastic game for Bo Nix and the Broncos, despite some hiccups and mistakes that will be and already have been harped on by Coach Payton, and I think this game is a fantastic momentum builder leading into a tough stretch of the schedule as the team heads into Baltimore to face the red-hot Ravens, who, after a tough beginning to the season, bounced back and are now in full stride. So that is going to do it for us today. Thank you guys for joining us for this Panthers-Broncos recap, and make sure to check us out on Tuesdays, starting in the beginning of November, for the full Mile High Flight Show experience. Check us out on YouTube, social media platforms, and wherever you get your podcasts. That's at MHFS Podcast on Twitter, and at Mile High Flight Show everywhere else. See you guys soon.